This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Terrence Shepard.
And I'm Alicia Zuckerman. Today, of course, is the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington.
And so we talk with four people who were there that day.
Two black, two white, all of them with connections to South Florida.
My name's Brad Brown, and I was 25 years old and joined the bus to the march.
My name is John Dew. I was 29 years old. We went on the Freedom Train.
My name is Bob Adelman, and I was 32 years old. I got there by car.
My name is Shirley Bailey Johnson, and I was 17 years old, and I got there by bus.
We decided that we would get a bus and see if we could fill it. And it was costing $17 a piece. When we first got on the bus, our team leader announced that we were all headed towards a funeral, Jim Crow's funeral.
We were invited to be part of a Freedom Train movement in Miami. All aboard!
Hadn't been that long since Freedom Ride buses had been burned, so nobody knew who might attack their buses.
We could not stop for fear of being killed. And we had already determined that we were not going to go to the back of anybody's restaurant. So that meant that my mom had put together like three pieces of chicken, pound cake, potato chips. Because remember, we were going to go that 20 hours without anything but what we had on the bus. So when we stopped, we had to make friends with nature in order to do what we needed to do.
It probably was 18 hours, or 15 hours, something like that.
So people sang some traditional, you know, freedom songs.
This little heart of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little heart of mine.
You come out of Massachusetts, you'd go through Rhode Island, through Connecticut.
We got from Jackson, and then we went straight
into Delaware.
West Palm Beach. All up the Florida East Coast. North Carolina.
You go across Delaware Bridge into Delaware, then Maryland.
Then Virginia, then into Washington, D.C.
And then getting to Washington.
And into the district.
It was early morning, about 6 o'clock. We got off the bus. Oh, my God! The crowds, the people from every direction.
You could tell there were a lot of people coming because there were extraordinary number of buses.
Thousands of buses.
We had to assemble at the Washington Monument and then move on to the Lincoln Memorial.
And then I started to see the signs. I was carrying a sign that says, no more segregation.
The union people had plenty of signs. UAW.
Equal pay.
From the AFL-CIO.
Women's rights.
The NAACP.
Voting rights. There were white people. There were black. I had never seen such different colors in my whole life in one place. All of those people on my side. Which side are you on, boy? Which side are you on? Don't look at Uncle Charlie.
There was a whole program that lasted, I guess, from 10 or 11 until about 3 or 4. Speeches, entertainment.
Mahalia Jackson.
John Lewis was there.
And then here comes Dr. King.
Dr. King, on the stage, first of all, he looked taller than he was. I don't know whether he was standing on a little stool or what.
Doc was a very unpromising photo subject. And I know that sounds hilarious, and it's not meant with any disrespect, but he was a short man. He was only 5'5", and he had a rotund face.
Well, to me, he was a handsome guy, very, very good-looking man.
He looked sad up there. When he started off his speech, I wasn't impressed. I thought Whitney Young had the better speech.
And even the very beginning of his speech, I had not paid too much attention.
Initially, he was reading the speech, and at some point, he put down the speech and spoke extemporaneously.
We will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream.
He began to speak in cadences. He began to speak like a country preacher. He began to sing, in other words. He seemed to have transformed himself by his own words.
But when he said, "I have a dream."
One day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice.
So he was talking about my state. So as he began to speak of his dream, I sat down because it was so electric.
Will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin.
His dream statement's a wonderful statement, but his emphasis was on the work to get to that goal, not on the goal.
And at the end of the oration, he lifts up his right hand and stretches it out as far as he can and calls out in the old slave chant, "Free at last, free at last."
Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
That is what I caught with my camera, and I guess in some sort of oratorical ecstasy. This was too big and too powerful to stop. The train had left the station and
hope was alive.
Hope.
The kind of hope that we had, and I believe that everybody at that march had that kind of hope.
Prior to that, the country was so frozen. You know, the South had re-won the Civil War by segregation and by taking the vote away from blacks.
It was important to look back to where we were 50 years ago and realize the dramatic changes.
We have made a lot of progress. But I also see such stepping back. Even in Miami, most of our communities are even more segregated now than they were when we were fighting for integration.
When we rode back on the bus, we opened the windows of the bus and we sang America, you know, and particularly the verse, "Mend thine every flaw." We're talking about our commitment to our country and how wonderful she is. What we wanted to do was mend thine every flaw.
And, you know, at the end, there was a pledge.
We had a pledge.
That we took. They passed out these pledges that we were signing.
Cards. I remember the thing. Sign mine and send it back.
Committing ourselves to go back and work in our communities.
To continue to work.
To build a better country.
And keep the struggle for, like, forever.
Shirley Johnson and Brad Brown work with the NAACP in Miami. John Dew is a civil rights attorney who lived in Miami for decades. He recently moved to Quincy, Florida. A book of Bob Adelman's photographs documenting the March on Washington just came out. He lives in Miami Beach. And you can see his iconic shot of Dr. Martin Luther King that day at WLRN.org.
We produced that piece with Wilson Sayre. I'm Terrence Shepard.
And I'm Alicia Zuckerman. This is WLRN Miami Herald News.